Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast, which today is an identify the phrasal verb episode. So this is really good for you to learn some new phrasal verbs. It is an exercise, but it's quite difficult. So here's how it works. I'm going to give you four sentences, and in those sentences there will be words or phrases which can replace a phrasal verb. Your job is to try and find what the phrasal verb could be that can go into the sentence to replace the phrase or the synonym. It is very difficult, but a good opportunity for you to learn some new phrasal verbs. So see how you do, and if you get none of them right, don't worry. The most important thing is that you understand the context that they are used, and hopefully you can start using them and understanding them in the future. So let's have a look at the sentences. If you want to write them down, then please get some paper and a pen. Okay, so number one. New management will be assuming control of the company next week. So here I'm looking for a phrasal verb that replaces assuming control. New management will be assuming control of the company next week. So what's a phrasal verb that means the same thing as to assume control of something? Number two. The young footballer will be hoping to fulfill expectations at Barcelona after impressing at his first club. So here, I'm looking for a phrasal verb which replaces fulfill expectations. The young footballer will be hoping to fulfill expectations at Barcelona after impressing at his first club. Number three. Do you think athletes should express their feelings or opinions frankly and publicly about political issues? Here, I'm looking for a phrasal verb which means to express their feelings or opinions frankly and publicly. Do you think athletes should express their feelings or opinions frankly and publicly about political issues? And number four, I'll never succeed in making them forget if my friends find out I was in a band and had long hair when I was at school. Here, I'm looking for a phrasal verb, this is really hard, to replace to succeed in making others forget. I'll never succeed in making them forget if my friends find out I was in a band and had long hair when I was at school. Okay, so those are the four sentences. Not easy, but hopefully you'll understand when I give you the answers, the context that I'm using these phrasal verbs in. So let's take a look. Number one, new management will be assuming control of the company next week. Well, to assume control, another way of saying this is to take over. So new management will be taking over the company next week. Number two, the young footballer will be hoping to fulfill expectations at Barcelona. Another way of saying to fulfill expectations is to live up to expectations. So the young footballer will be hoping to live up to expectations at Barcelona after impressing at his first club. Number three. Do you think athletes should express their feelings or opinions frankly and publicly about political issues? So the phrasal verb here to replace express their feelings or opinions frankly and publicly is speak out. Do you think athletes should speak out about political issues? And the last one, I'll never succeed in making them forget if my friends find out I was in a band and had long hair when I was at school. Here, the phrasal verb is to live it down, to live something down, meaning to succeed in making people forget about something embarrassing, usually. So the sentence is, I'll never live it down if my friends find out I was in a band. And that's it. Hopefully those are clear. Hopefully you understand how those phrasal verbs are used and you can start thinking about using them in your own sentences. So well done if you got any of those right. They were very, very difficult. If you have any ideas for topics you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, it could be grammar points or conversation topics, then let me know. You can send me an email. I always like hearing from listeners. My email address is learnenglishwithben88@gmail.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.